May, the covenant of grace. Before creation, May 1st. Who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. The purpose and plan of grace existed from all eternity. Before the foundation of the world, it was according to the determinate counsel of God that man should be created, endowed with power to do the divine will. But the defection of man, with all its consequences, was not hidden from the Omnipotent, and yet it did not deter him from carrying out his eternal purpose, for the Lord would establish his throne in righteousness. God knows the end from the beginning. Therefore, redemption was not an afterthought, but an eternal purpose to be wrought out for the blessing not only of this atom of a world but for the good of all the worlds which God has created. The creation of the worlds, the mystery of the gospel, are for one purpose: to make manifest to all created intelligences, through nature and through Christ, the glories of the divine character. By the marvelous display of his love in giving his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the glory of God is revealed to lost humanity and to the intelligences of other worlds. Jesus encircles the race with his human arm, while with his divine arm he lays hold upon infinity. He is the daysman between a holy God and our sinful humanity, one who can lay his hand on us both. The terms of this oneness between God and man in the great covenant of redemption were arranged with Christ from all eternity. The covenant of grace was revealed to the patriarchs. The covenant made with Abraham was a covenant confirmed by God in Christ, the very same gospel which is preached to us. Paul speaks of the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ, as the revelation of the mystery, which hath been kept in silence through times eternal, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, is made known unto all the nations unto obedience of faith. RV.